What's up, guys? It's Aaron from Living Life Abundantly. I'm with Josh, and he's a content creator. He has 1.8K subscribers on YouTube. He has 271 videos, right?
Yeah.
And his most viewed video, it has 500,000 views. His next has 300,000 views. So it's pretty dope. He's a cool guy. I just met him at Panera Bread. And I'm just asking him, what's the best part of doing YouTube?
I think it's just the joy of making videos for fun, basically. Getting some creativity and things out there. Just sharing it with other people. I just find it a very fun thing to do.
So when you say fun thing, creative thing, sharing with other people, can you go in more in depth on that?
Yeah, I think it's just being passionate, like maybe some storytelling or editing skills, just making whatever you want to do sort of thing. I was just creating, like, I started off just recording Roblox gaming videos, and then I started developing to editing videos, and then that's how I got to where I am right now. I started downloading, like, I used a bunch of different free video editing websites and just experimenting with them. It was still a very fun time overall, and I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do next.
That's awesome, man. I appreciate you sharing that. That's amazing. So if I gave you $1 million, or let's say $100 million, what would you do with your time? Would you still create content? Would you still do all that? What would you do with your time and your energy if you had $100 million in the bank?
Yeah, I'd say I would still continue it, but this time I would buy more, I guess, professional, like, equipment and materials, like maybe a camera, or like, we already have a camera, but I was thinking more like a microphone, like a speaker mic to record voicing, and probably like maybe props. And then I would still help out my family with things when we need to pay for basic needs like bills and anything.
That's awesome, man. What do you think is the biggest thing holding you back from doing it full time? I mean, you could be monetized by now, right?
Yeah.
What's the biggest thing holding you back from becoming a full time YouTuber?
Hey, Landon, what's
up? That's kind of hard to say. Maybe because I don't have, like, I don't know if I'd say I have necessarily money or much of a I don't have, like, the money to get started, like, paid promotion or something.
But like, say you what about organic, just getting views like you did in the past, because you've gotten 1 million views.
Yeah.
So, like, what would be what would you say holding you back from getting another 1 million views or another 10 million views and monetizing that?
I'd say maybe I need to step up the videos more, maybe put a little more, I guess, practicing my skills more to get better, maybe look more professional in a way.
That's awesome you realize that, man. That's a big step, bro. Awesome, bro. And what else is there anything else that makes YouTube fun?
I'd say, yeah, like, watching videos can be fun and maybe get some inspirations on what I'd like to do next. It's always a nice thing to experience. What else? And yeah, just expressing yourself, I think, is fun too. It's a lot of creation, but I'm not the best with words, but you know, just people going out there showing their creativity and their passion for things is always nice. I really like that, which is what got me into it too. Just really enjoyed the entertainment media for the most part, and I think YouTube was pretty fun. I don't know if I'm just repeating things, but
no, you're good, you're doing well.
Okay, thank you,
I appreciate you sharing, man. What do you think is the biggest or the hardest thing about YouTube that maybe people don't think about? Because it seems like a dream thing to have. I mean, even at your level, like 1,000 subscribers, almost 2,000 subscribers, million views, 271 videos. But what's hard about it that nobody realizes or that people don't realize?
I would say it's like probably motivation, or, you know, trying to think of things to do. You know, I'm sure there's like YouTubers out there that feel pressured because they're successful, that they probably have more things expected out of them. And sometimes they may not be able to meet or even exceed expectations. Which I guess, you know, happens, but yeah, I would say it can be sometimes stressful. Sometimes videos do take a while to make because, you know, there's recording, there's editing, and stuff like that could take a while. So it is kind of time consuming in its own way. Especially if you have a computer or a laptop that tends to be a bit laggy to an extent. So I'd say it's working. Like, it's hard. It's not that easy, but you can do it, I'd say. Give it a shot if you want, because it's not the easiest, but it is worth it. And yeah, that's kind of what I have to say right now.
I appreciate that. Yeah, no, that's really good. What makes it worth it? Like, what, how many... Yeah, what makes it worth it?
I think what's worth content creating on YouTube or something is positive feedback you would receive. You know, you're sharing, you're doing fun things, you're entertaining people. You're probably making someone's day with your video. Maybe somebody is having a terrible day and your video makes them feel better, or at the very least, you know, does put them in a better mood. No, I'd say I want to do like entertainment media and like basically inspired by what I grew up with watching, like I grew up with media and enjoying a lot of YouTube videos and like films and gaming. Kind of want to give back by making enjoyable content for people, and I also like wanted quality too, something enjoyable for all and making it fun at the same time.
Amazing. I love those answers, man.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Yeah, last question before we go, what's the best comment you received on YouTube? Does that stick out to you? You've probably gotten hundreds and hundreds of comments, right?
I mean, I've got some comments, maybe not too much, but the ones that are positive, that are complimenting the videos, I think stick out because I feel like I am going places. And if I've gotten, I suppose, some negative comments saying bad video or something, but I don't let that get to me since it doesn't matter too much. There's a difference between criticism and just being rude. So it's like, unless it's trying to help me improve my content, I don't care what it says, sort of thing. But yeah, I'd say most of the positive comments that are complimentary or they enjoyed it, I'm like, I appreciate it. Even on Roblox, like, I have some friends who heard of my YouTube channel and enjoy my content. So I'm like, I'm like happy about that. I'm having getting some recognition and things. But I don't want to be like, it's all about fame. That's not necessarily what I want. I just want to make like enjoyable content for people and just have fun with it. And that's what I have to say for that.
Amazing stuff. I really appreciate your time. This has been an awesome pleasure. This has been an honor, man. I appreciate your time, Josh.
Thank you.
What's his YouTube channel?
Oh, it's called...
The link to his channel will be linked in the show notes.